Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Davav. Rosh Hashanah Davav, and we are in the midst of the three blot, the most extensive discussion in Shas of Baal Ta'acher about delaying the fulfillment of one's promises. Again, the Chazal say elsewhere that it's better never to make any promises. But sometimes there's a mitzvah. Somebody wants to give a karban. Somebody wants to give a neder, nedava, tztaka. There are many mitzvahs that are involved too. So even though it's better not to promise, but if one does, there is an issur daraisa in Dvarim, in Perachav Gimel, of Baal Ta'acher, about delaying the time. And that's why we have all of these deos relating to machlokas tanoim, how long does one have? The chagim are involved. One of the chagim, two of the chagim, all the chagim in order, kisidron, all the different days that we had over the past couple of dafim. And today, today's daf we learn, and yesterday's daf, that it includes staka. It includes staka. If somebody promises to give some staka, then there's a deadline. And one has to, not that the deadline is, okay, after this you don't give it, but one should give it in an appropriate time. And that's what the Gemara says here. Tana Rabban in the front of the Vav Amud Aleph, right in the middle. Motzi Sefasecha Zu Mitzvah Saseh. Tishmar Zu Mitzvah Lo Saseh. V'yasisa Asar LeBezdin Sheyasucha. Bezdin even forces you, right, which is a big topic in the Rishonim. Not for now, but it sounds like that Bezdin forces you to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tztaka. But we know the Gemara says in Chulin, the rule is that if there's any mitzvah that has the schar, the reward, written in it, Bezin doesn't force for that. Right? Kol mitzvah shema'an schar b'tzida, Bezin doesn't force. So why should Bezin force for tztaka? Tztaka, it says in the Torah, l'man yivarechecha. Shem's going to give you a bracha. So why is tztaka able to be forced? Okay, not for now. Kasher nadarta zeneder. L'ashem alkecha chatos v'ashamos. Olo shlomim. All of these... All of these are included in the mitzvah of fulfilling a vow in the appropriate time, and the iser of delaying. Nidava kamashma asher dibarta elukachi v'dagabais beficha zutzdaka. So we see it applies in many areas. The classic Baal Ta'acher is by karbanos. By karbanos, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, lo saseh reish nun zayin, kuf nun zayin, we are commanded not to transgress and delay what we promised with our words. Even though we didn't swear, right? Shvuas and Adarim are different. So I made a neder. I promised. The difference between neder and a shvuah is also important. Not for now. But the Rambam says, Vuzui nedarim, kosher yomar adam, kshiyeh kacho, she'esa kach peros, ha'olam asurin alai. O peros medina zu. I promise something in the future. O machal yadua gonchiyomar yesru alai ayayin. O yesru alai hadagin mozulaze. Right, I say something is usher to me. I say something, I'm going to fulfill something. Right, all of these, I have to fulfill my word. Lo yachel dvaro kachol hayasei mipiv yaseh. I cannot violate. And the Rambam says there is much included in that, but the classic is the case of karbanos. Ubisifri amar lo yachel dvaro magichu over abal yachelu baal ta'acher. Klomer, kishenadar karban velo hikrivo, v'avar alav shalosha regalim, hu chay mishum baal ta'acher, u mishum lo yaseh dvarav chulin. Okay, so there are many different examples of this, as we know from the Gemara. Let's talk about a specific one that's not classic at all, but it'll give us an insight into a certain detail, and that is, well, even before we get there, we're going to talk about Friday night. Is there Baal Ta'acher Friday night? How could there be Baal Ta'acher Friday night? So we'll see soon. But first, let's talk about the general, again, a little more about the general Baal Ta'acher. Again, it's about karbanos, but we extend it, this is going to be, we're going to extend it even more, to tztaka. Right, as the Gemara said, Rava says, one is chayev la'alter, one is promises to give tztaka, let's say one says in shul, one promises an organization. Staka. So that's what the halach is, that we have to give staka in the proper time. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Nun Zayin in Yaradeya, staka harayhu b'chal hanadarim. Staka is b'chal hanadarim. Again, staka is a mitzvah. Somebody, there's a minimum amount of staka that one has to give. But even if one gives more than that, well, one's going to do it, that turns into a neder, and then the rules of nedarim apply. Leficha, ha'omer hare alai sela litztaka, o hare sela zu litztaka, chayiv litzna lani miyad. If I say I'm going to give it, I have to give it. But staka is not connected to the regalim. Right? The regalim are karbanos related, and therefore the halacha is, Chazal determines that I don't have, if I have a chiyuv to bring a nedava, I don't have to run to the Beis HaMikdash every day that I say I'm going to bring a karban if I don't live in Yerushalayim, even if I do live in Yerushalayim. But there's no chiyuv that day to bring the karban. That's why there are, you know, limits of the regalim. But staka is not limited, connected to the regalim in any way. So staka is right away, as the Gemara says in today's daf, as long as there are people that can take it right there. The aniyim are kaimi. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chayav l'nal aniyim miyad. Vim icher over bivalta acher. Apalta acher includes staka, as our daf says. Shari biyado litein miyad. V'ha aniyim mitsuyim sham. Again, obviously only talking about if you're able to give it today and there are people who could use it today. So that's where one would violate miyad, delaying giving it. Vim ein sham aniyim. If there are no aniyim, then obviously you don't have to give it. Mafrish umeiniyach hachiyim saniyim. Right, then you could just separate it and wait for aniyim to show up. The Shach says, ein sarach lachzar achar aniyim. You don't have to search, if there are no aniyim in your town, you don't have to like travel to look for aniyim. You have it ready for when they come. Afilu avru shalosh regalim. Right, even after regel. Staka is not connected to the chagim. The karbanos are connected to the chagim because that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. But staka is the chumra and lekula. If there are aniyim right there next door, then you have to give it right away. If there are no aniyim, then it could be even after the shalosh regalim. That's what the Shach says. If there are no aniyim, then you just wait. And then there's a long Ramah. The Ramah, again, quotes all the details from the various Rishonim. This is talking about staka that you have, that you're going to give yourself directly to the aniyim. But if you're going to give it to an organization, you're going to give it to a shul, right? So then things might be different. Okay, so maybe we'll get back to that in a little bit. What about Friday night? What do I mean Friday night? There is a footnote in the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram is the Kavna Rav in the second volume of his Svarim, or Avram Shapiro, Kavna Rav. So he writes, it's from the first part of the 20th century. So in Chelik Beis Siman Beis, he has a footnote. V'hineni lahazkir bazeh shamati ha'ara nifla'a b'shem harav agon atzadik Rabbi Yisrael Meir Miradin Shlita. Right, I heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, Shlita. Right, he wrote this. It was a contemporary of the Chafetz Chaim, the Dvar Avram. So says the Dvar Avram, I heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, Tahama'areach oni l'su'udah Shabbos. What happens if you're having an oni for Shabbos, Friday night? They're going to come to your table. Miyad mi bo'ol mi beis ha'kneses, tsarech l'maher l'su'ud. You better eat right away when you get home from shul, says the Chafetz Chaim. You have to eat right away. Why? Tahakaimi aniyim ula'alter avar bebal ta'acher. The aniyim are there. What's your tztaka in this case? Giving them food, giving them a suda. So right when you get home, right, what does Rava say on our daf? Rava says on our daf, miyad. Tztaka mechayev aleila alter tahakaimi aniyim. Because the aniyim are there. I should have read the Gemara. Right, the Gemara said, Pshita, isn't that obvious? No, ma'o de teima kiva de inyana de karbanos ksiva, since Baal Ta'achar is written in the context of karbanos, ad da'ar yala shalosh regalim ki karbanos, you might think that it has to do with karbanos, therefore you have shalosh regalim, kamash malan, hasam duhu de talin rachman and beregalim. Only over there, by karbanos, the Torah connects it to the holidays. Aval hacha loda shkichi aniyim. The aniyim are right there. So you're over right away. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the governor, of course, the Chafetz Chaim here. So Friday night, if you delay at all, so then that's a violation of Baal Ta'acher. V'hu ha'ara yafa l'chora. And this is a ha'ara yafa. This is a beautiful note. The problem is, we are in machmed about this. What do we mean? So it's quoted in other svarim that the Chafetz Chaim was machmed when he had aniyim over. He did not sing Shalom Aleichem or Yishas Chayel until after Hamotzi. Till after Hamotzi. Why? Because Kaimi Aniyim. So I'm fulfilling a Minag Yisrael of singing. They're starving. Right? Therefore he said, you know, you have to sing that afterwards. But the Dvar Avram says, that's not the Minag Olam. Right? The Minag Olam is to sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chaya. Okay, you don't have to sit on the couch and relax and schmooze for a while if you know the Aniyim need food. But even if not, our minhag is to sing. So Ella says the Dvar Avram, Levisha'ena olam nizar bazeh kol kach. The world is not nizar in this, as we know. Madrana basas chusa deina nachona. So how am I malamit chus on the world? Right? That we're not so machmed about this in every second. How is that? Mishum de umdena de muchachu. De hama'arech ani lesu de shabbos daitohu. The umdana, the estimation of das. Everybody knows when you have an ani come into your house, you're going to give the ani when you eat. When it's time to eat, then you're going to allow the ani to join you. There's no umdana that, oh, you can give him before you eat. If it's not time to eat yet, then you're not going to give him yet. So everybody knows that when the ani comes, he's going to eat with you. Vahavi kekavas man litztaka. So it's ki'ilu, let's compare back to staka, it's as if you told somebody, I'm giving staka on the fourth day of the month. So obviously there's no bal ta'acher before the fourth day of the month. You're koveas man when you're going to give it. You don't violate immediately then. Even if there are aniyim staring at you, if your promise was to give staka at a certain time, then only at that time is it the mitzvah to give staka. You don't violate beforehand. So too here. It's ki'ilu when you invite the ani in, it was saying, you're going to eat when I eat. When do I eat? After Shalom Aleichem, after Eishes Chayil. And therefore it's koveil zman letztaka. B'shar sheyochalu v'yim kein, kol zman shehu atzmo, eino ochel, adayin lo higia zman hatztaka. V'ein mishum makom la'aver bal ta'acher. So he defends the minhag olam against the Chafetz Chaim's ha'ara, because that's the minhag is to wait. Again, we shouldn't be taking so much time. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention this in the Mishnah Berurah or in the Bir Halacha. Chavetz Chaim does not mention it, but he says in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph that you're supposed to eat pretty right. You're supposed to eat right away. We're not supposed to do other things. Again, if somebody wants to make a salad right when you get home, if you didn't get to make it before Shabbos, okay. Or it tastes better if you make it right beforehand. So then, you know, but that's involved Tzorach HaSeudah. But still, the Shulchan Aruch says Kishiyavu LeBeis Yimar LeEchol Miyad. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Aruch Chaim, when you get home, you should eat right away. That has nothing to do with Bal Ta'acher. That just has to do with Kavod Shabbos. That has to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Look, says the Mishnah Berurah, Haino L'Kadish, K'day Sheyizkar Shabbos Beis Tchilas Kinisaso. Right, the sooner to the beginning of Shabbos that I make Kiddush, the more connected that Shabbos is, Kiddush is about, sanctifying and labeling this time. To call Kama D'makdamina Lei Tfei Adif. It's better to make Kiddush as early as you can. U'mikiva Shekiddush, and once you make Kiddush, then you have to eat. Kiddush Bakam Suda. So they go together. Tzorach L'Echol Miyad, Kim Avor B'Simin Reishai and Gimel. V'im eino toiv l'echol. What happens if you're not so hungry? You're not so hungry. Let's say it's an early Shabbos and you had a big breakfast. Let's say you had a pidyon ha'ben that morning. You know what? Let's say somebody's not so hungry. So then you can't make kiddush and then wait. So then wait a little bit. Yochol l'hamti mi l'kadesh ad she'yir av she'kvar zachar es ha'shabbos b'tfilos v'es ha'knesses. Technically, you already made kiddush in shul. Technically, during davening. So therefore, you already recognize. So if you're not starving, you're not hungry, then you can delay. V'yotzi b'zeh ha-mitzvah saseh d'araisa la-rambam. Ugdil kaman. But says the Mishnah Berurah now, u'mikol makom. Maybe in the back of his mind, he's thinking now about what he does in his own home. U'mikol makom nira. Tehecha d'yesh b'zeh mishum shalom bayis. But if there's a shalom bayis issue that your wife and family want you to eat right away. O she'yesh l'v'beiso mishar sim o shar archim uviprat o reyach ani. Especially in a reyach ani. Look at his lashon. Lo ya'acher b'chol gavni. You should not delay. Lo ya'acher b'chol gavni. So is he alluding to the Baal Ta'acher ha'ara that the Dvar Avram was referring to? Is it a pun? But either way, that's the lashon that he uses here. Lo ya'acher, right? He could have used a different word to explain delay. Maybe it's alluding to this. Lo ya'acher b'chol gavni. Tekiva dehei mutalam alav, lo yuchal la'akvam, b'shvil shehu rotzeh l'kayem mitzvah min ha'mufchar. Because you want to make a mitzvah min ha'mufchar. You want to eat when you're hungry, but you can't, you know, be machmir on the footsteps of guests, of other people who are hungry. He doesn't say the words, you violate bal ta'acher, but he says, lo ya'acher. Similarly, the Chavetz Chaim also in the Mishnah Berurah writes something similar in Hilchos Sukkah. In Hilchos Sukkah, the discussion in the poskim about rain on the first night of Sukkot. Other nights of Sukkot, so we say it's raining, mitztayer, you know, it's rain, yarduk shavim, you go inside and you eat. But the first night of Sukkot, there's a machlokas rishonim, maybe there's a chiyuv to eat, even if it's raining. Machlokas rishonim, the Rashba, Ran, and others. So there's an idea of waiting somewhat if it's raining. Or maybe even eating in the sukkah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, again, Tafresh Lamid Tes, Sifkatan Lamid Hey. O Kasvu, Deroy Lahamtan al Chatzos Alayla, Penyavar Ageshem. So first he quotes that maybe you should wait till Chatzos. until the rain stops. Dim yavar yikanis l'sukav yivarchas leishem b'sukav yochal. V'yosef b'zeh mitzvah sazeh l'kul yalma. V'yesh me'achronim shakasu. And some achronim, he's quoting this from the Shvus Yaakov, de'ein k'day l'hantim kol kach. No. Don't wait that long. You don't wait till chatzos. Dim yamtim imachilas b'nei beso hagadolim b'katanim. If you wait, ein l'cha meniyah simchas yantiv g'dol yoser mizeh. Right, there's no greater withholding of simchas yantiv, and therefore it's nobody else is going to be happy about it, and therefore you're being machmir and sukkah, and you're being mekel and simchas yantiv. Right, this is part of the chumra shir. Right, and therefore it is inappropriate, and therefore you should not. If you know it's stopping, wait a little bit, okay, but you should not wait in a way that will cause miyat of simchas yantiv. So lamaisa, the issues about ta'acher and aniyim in the house, it depends on every situation. If there's a situation where they're supposed to give and everybody's eating, then right away, right? We can't delay. The Chavetz Chaim's case is, he was maybe more machmer on himself than others. But again, if the minhag is to say Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, and you know people are hungry, then it shouldn't be delayed more than what it has to be. It shouldn't be delayed. Often, it's not aniyim. It's the family members that are starving, right? That are hungry. So again, everybody should be aware of this issue. Once we're on the topic a little bit of the Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, we can talk, where does Shalom Aleichem come from? So it's not in the Rishonim, but the Gemara, it's based on the Gemara. It's expanded upon based on the Gemara, right? And that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and Afkuf Yitesma Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Hashares Malav and Lo Ladan Be'erev Shabbos, Bebeis HaKnesses, two Malachi Hashares, two servicing angels, accompany us home on Friday night from Shul, Lebeisa, to his house. Echad Tov ve'echad Ra. One good Malach and one bad Malach. Ukshaba Lebeisa, Umatza Ner Daluk, V'Shulchan Aruch, Umitaso Mutza'at. So when a person comes home and the Malachim come with us and they see the candle and they see the table and they see the bed, they see everything beautiful. So then, Malach Tov Omer, Yiratzon Shadei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. It should be this way next week. The Gives a Bracha. Umalach Ra One Amen. Bal Karcho. And the Malach Ra has to say Amen. Right, he can't argue because that's what he sees what happened. V'im Lav. But if the table is not set and the bed is not made and everything is not set, Malach Ra Omer Yiratzon Shadei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. It should be like this next week also. Malach Tov One Amen. Bal Karcho. And the Malach Tov has to be forced to say Bal Karcho. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara, not the Malachim. That's not a Shulchan Aruch thing to quote. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Reis Lamach Beis, Yisadir Shulchano v'yatziah ha-mitos v'yisachi kol ha'aniyah ha-bayis ad k'dei shim se'enu Aruch u'misudar b'vob b'yitzak Nesas. Right, you have to set everything before Shabbos. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch takes the halacha out of this Gemara. But again, that's the idea of setting the table and getting everything ready before Shabbos. There's much to discuss in Shalom Aleichem, maybe just one or two ha'aras. That is, right, we say, the Gemara's Lashon is Malachi Asharis. We only have that Lashon in the first of the Shalom Aleichems. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharis. Then we switch. Boachem L'Shalom, Malachi HaShalom. Right, why do we switch? The first stanza has Malachi Asharis, and then we call them Malachi HaShalom. Are they angels of Sharis, of service, or are they angels of peace? So which are they? So they quote B'Shem, the Sar Shalom Bells, right, one of the great Belzer Rebbes, who quote, let me just find this, in the Imre Baruch on Minhagim, he had the quotes this Sar Shalom Bells. Yeah, he quotes, Vihine, why they first called Malachi Asher, is the Malachi Shalom, when the Malachim first come down from heaven, and they're coming into this world, right, this lowly world, and they're coming from the Olam Hashamayim, so they realize, and we realize that the Malachim are up there, and we're down here, they're servicing angels up above. Bereshis bo'am shal malachi ha-shamayim el olameinu ha-shafel nikeres ma'alasam harama l'umaseinu. It's such a difference. We notice such a difference between the malachim and us. Mubolet heder shayuchusam l'bnei adam. And it's clear that they're different than us. Therefore, we call them malachi ha-shareis, that they serve up in heavens. But once they come into our homes and they see the candle lit and they see the table set and they see all the kedusha in our homes, then they realize maybe we're not so different. Maybe we're all together in peace serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not above us, and that's why they're changed to Malachi HaShalom. Oz gam him asigim berom eiz anachas ruach. Gorim a Yehudi b'shabes kodesh l'bori baruch hu. Romu modim him gam oz. Him oz. Ki isha Yisraeli hu amalach hashem asharis. The Jew could turn into a malach asharis. V'hu oz kechan mehem. Miyah nefach libam l'shalom im b'nei adam yoshvei haaretz. V'ya elohem akinui malachei hashalom. V'az enem mechunim kfar b'shem malachei asharis. Right? Because gam b'eineyem shalohem nireis odavodas akadosh b'nei Yisrael l'chvodesh al Shabbos. And therefore, it is similar to, they are similar to us. Then you have the whole controversy of Barchuni l'shalom. Do you ask Malachim for brachas? Is it really asking the Malach for a bracha? Rachaim Yivalajin, same issue by Slichas, about the Machnisei Rachamim and the Yud Gimel Midos. That's a big discussion. And then Seischem l'shalom. Why do we say Seischem l'shalom? We want the Malachim to leave? So why do we say, so some, different pshatim, some say we're saying Seischem l'shalom to the Malachim of weekday. Right, just like Avram Avinu and the Yetze, right, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael joined him, Malachim of Chutz La'aretz left him on the ladder. So maybe, Bo'achem L'shalom to the Malachim of Shabbos, Seischem L'shalom to the Malachim of weekday. Okay, or the Chida says, well, we don't really know when the Malachim are going to leave. So we don't want to take our chances, we want to make sure we wish them well. So we say Seischem L'shalom whenever you go, you know, have a wonderful trip. Have a wonderful trip. And that's why Svardim, some Sfardim, somebody just told me this last week, that they say bitzei Seischem L'shalom. I mean, when you leave, when you leave, so then you know have a good trip. But I always love the Rabbi Tzaddok in the Pre-Tzaddik and Parshas Noach. The Pre-Tzaddik says there that why do we say Seischem L'shalom? Because when we come to the Shabbos table, then it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the Yichud room, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we even ask the Malachim to leave. We say Seischem L'shalom. You know, sometimes we might feel that the labidicness at the Shabbos table between family members, maybe we could use some malachim to help us out to keep the shalom, malachei shalom. But in the ideal realm, you know, we say Seischem L'shalom to malachim because it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Friday night. So these are some of the ideas of Baal Ta'acher related to Friday night. Okay, we'll stop here.